KOIN in Portland, it's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. Recommendations by the Rockefeller Commission to curb the CIA have come in for criticism from some members of Congress. They don't think the recommendations are as strict as they could be. I'm Ann Crosman, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Democrat Frank Church, who chairs the special Senate committee investigating the CIA, says the recommendations do not go far enough to outlaw improper CIA domestic activities. Democratic Congresswoman Bella Abzug does not think the recommendations guarantee, in her words, that the same domestic snooping will not be repeated. The report recommends that the National Security Act be amended to make it clear that CIA activities must be related to foreign and not domestic intelligence. The commission found in its five-month study that the CIA overstepped its bounds domestically by keeping files on people, opening mail, tapping phones, and conducting secret drug testing on people. The report is also recommending that two committees be set up to oversee CIA activities. One would be a joint congressional committee, the other a special committee within the executive branch. Daniel Shore has a report on some other aspects of the report.
Among the less major improper activities of the CIA reported by the Rockefeller Commission are these. Under White House pressure, five investigations of newsmen by CIA's Office of Security checking on information leaks, nine investigations of other U.S. citizens. Some investigations involve physical surveillance. Also, there were 32 wiretaps, 32 cases of bugging, 12 break-ins, 16 cases of tax records obtained by the CIA. Also, mistreatment of defectors, one held in solitary confinement for 3 years, one physically abused. Also, improper activities by the CIA's Office of Science, testing of LSD on persons unaware they were getting it, one of whom committed suicide, and the testing of new wiretap equipment by trying it out on random conversations of Americans. And $34,000 illegally used in 1970 to pay for answering President Nixon's mail after the invasion of Cambodia. Daniel Shaw, CBS News, Washington.
More news in a minute.
If you ever use a hemorrhoid preparation, you should know this. Vaseline Brands has news. It's Hemorrhoid Ointment. Hemorrhoid works fast, helps protect with a proven medical ingredient for soothing occlusion. And Hemorrhoid gives you only this key ingredient, so it gives you more than the leading preparation. Now, at your first sign of pain, burning, and itching, turn to soothing Hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid from Vaseline Brands. Use only as directed.
Billions of dollars are spent each year to keep people on welfare. A lot of them want jobs, but don't have the skills to get them.
I want my child to have a future.
If you've got jobs to give, you can give disadvantaged kids the training they need to get off the welfare roll and onto a payroll. The way to get this country working is to get people working. So if you have a job to give, call the National Alliance of Businessmen. Help America work.
A public service message of the Advertising Council.
Some trouble on board the U.S. aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk Tuesday north of Wake Island now appears under control, according to Pacific Fleet spokesman Jack Garrow.
The USS Kitty Hawk experienced flooding in one of four main machinery rooms while operating northwest of Wake Island, and some water continues to enter the number one main machinery room, although it is being controlled. There were no personnel casualties, and the ship is continuing to the western Pacific.
A Pacific Fleet spokesman. Israeli Prime Minister Rabin meets Wednesday with President Ford and Secretary of State Kissinger in Washington. They will discuss the overall Mideast situation and Israel's request for $2.5 billion additional dollars in military and economic aid. Rabin said Tuesday that his country is ready to do whatever is possible to achieve peace in the Mideast. Egyptian Foreign Minister Fahmy is in London this week for Mideast meetings with British officials. Last night at a dinner in his honor, Fahmy called on the European nations to help solve the deadlock. Foreign Secretary Callahan told Fahmy he thought continued American involvement was indispensable for a peaceful solution between Israelis and Arabs. Now this message.
Isn't my car ready yet?
Look, lady, there's a tune-up and two flat tires ahead of you.
But my mother's plane is landing in an hour.
Tomorrow morning's the best we can do.
Tomorrow morning? What's my mother going to do?
Simple nervous tension. Simple nervous tension. Now turn it down with Quiet World tablets. The Calmative with pain relievers and two gentle relaxants for hours of relief. Take only as directed. Quiet World tablets ease the aches and that tense feeling to help turn down occasional simple nervous tension.
Hi there, World. Donnie Bracken here with the King of the Colander. How's that? Does that do it for you,
That's
Mike?
That's pretty good. Colander's good work.
And tomorrow on the Cook Thing over the CBS radio nets,
what's
in the trees?
Coming up to is that we're going to talk about juicy oranges, beautiful yellow lemons, and all sorts of good citrus fruits.
Lots of squeezings, huh?
That's right. And, of course, my favorite way to look at oranges and things like that, sliced and hanging over the lip of an old-fashioned glass.
Yes. Bottoms up tomorrow, friends, on Mike Roy's Cook Thing here on the CBS radio net.
The House has overwhelmingly approved a bill that would provide summer jobs for nearly 1 million young people. The $473 million bill also provides for a summer youth recreation program. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
A four-alarm fire destroyed a warehouse in the vicinity of 20th and York in the northwest section of the city this evening. It is under control at this time, but Channel 6 newsman Joe Herron informs me, who just a few moments ago returned from the fire, that it is under control, but the firemen are still there in mop-up operations and so forth, and so you should stay clear of that area. That's 20th and York. A four-alarm fire destroyed a warehouse this evening. The Oregon Senate completed legislative action today on a bill authorizing a regional veterinary medicine school at Oregon State University if federal funds come through. The bill now goes to the governor. The measure would allow Oregon State to set up a school of veterinary medicine and take part in a regional veterinary program with Washington and Idaho. The State Board of Parole says that Richard Marquette will get a parole hearing in the year 2005. Marquette is the man who recently confessed to killing a woman from Scio while out on parole from a sentence for killing a Portland woman years ago. Governor Straub's office says he signed a bill to finance salaries for state employees in the next biennium while he was in New Orleans attending the National Governors Conference. The measure will appropriate more than $101 million to the State Emergency Board, which will allocate it for salaries. A group of parents in the northeastern Oregon town of Milton Freewater are angry because a principal and his teachers removed 8 pages on evolution from a third-grade textbook. Principal Roger Jurgensen of the Freewater School says he had the material cut from the books because it was presented as a fact rather than a theory. The Oregon Nuclear and Thermal Energy Council was told today that shipments of electrical power to the Northwest would be seriously curtailed during winter peak loads if a moratorium is imposed in California. A bill in the California legislature seeks a 5-year moratorium on construction of nuclear power plants. The weather forecast for the Portland-Vancouver area, fair tonight, Wednesday and Thursday. Continued warm with the high both days in the low 80s, lows 50 to 55 degrees, light winds tonight. Chance of measurable precipitation 10% or less through Wednesday. Right now in downtown Portland, the temperature stands at 73 degrees. That's KOIN News to 1108. I'm Bill Garrity. The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... E.G. Marshall. Do little girls still dream of growing up and becoming queens? Probably not. Queens are no longer glamorous. And yet, there is a country in this world where a queen still holds power, where she rules as well as reigns, an absolute monarch who holds her throne by divine right. A queen whose smile may mean life and whose frown can mean death.
I'm afraid I must insist, Miss Denison. I'll be forced to kill you.
You can't kill me.
How can you say that?
Because you don't exist.
Miss Denison, I do exist.
No, you don't. Because this is a dream.
You are not dreaming. This knife is real. If you insist on dying, it's your fault.
You... You stabbed me. Oh, why don't I wake up? Why don't I wake up? Why?
mystery drama, The Queen of Darkness, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Julie Harris. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser, and Sinoff, the sinus medicines.
I'll be back shortly with Act One.
When you say Budweiser, when you say Bud, you said a lot of things nobody else can say.
A lot of things, like choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt. The Budweiser ingredients listed proudly right there on the Budweiser label. There are less expensive ingredients, but you won't find them in Budweiser. No way. There's a lot more that goes into the brewing of Budweiser than just ingredients. But it's what comes out that counts most, and that's the Budweiser taste. And that speaks for itself, loud and clear. Hear it talking?
There is no other love.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
I think it was the first time I can remember really going fishing with my dad. I'm sure I'd been with him before, but the first time I really remember it was wading downstream with him in an extra big pair of wading boots as he felt his way very surely along the stream bed, and I shakily held onto the willows, and we found a spot where my dad lifted his finger to his lips and said, "Shh, we don't want to scare the fish away." And then I remember that fish, the biggest fish I'd ever seen in my life, and it was on the end of my line. And my dad, boy, was he proud. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Give your children everything. Give them your time. A thought from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons.
Statistics say that many of them have problems making a living. The record shows that even the successful ones burn out quickly. And yet, we have no shortage of actors and actresses. By acting, we mean that mysterious magical force which creates in an audience the almost religious conviction that the performer on stage is the embodiment of a living truth. Josephine Dennison is such an actress. Some say she was born with the gift. Others claim it was refined and purified by long years of tedious application. Does it matter? Josephine Dennison only knows this. She is 38 years old, and she is out of work. Well, she's been out of work before, but never has she been so absolutely, completely, and totally out of work as she is right now.
Joe, you've had it.
Don't say that.
I have to say that. You're washed up, through, finished.
How could this happen to me? It's ridiculous. I'm a good actress.
You're a great actress. I don't know why it happens. It's just, Joe, you know the only call I had for you in the last week?
Somebody wanted me?
Some clown, some character wanted you to be the queen in some pageant.
And you turned it down.
Joe, you played Joan of Arc. You've done Shakespeare. What are you supposed to do now? Go back to Cheesecake like some winner in a beauty contest?
If that's all there is.
If you need money to pay the rent, I'm always...
I don't need money. I need a job. Jimmy, what kind of queen was I supposed to be, and who wanted me?
Ah, some phony. You could tell by looking at him. A smooth talker. I think he was some kind of foreigner.
But what was it about?
We'll never know. I threw him out of the office.
Jimmy, I'll do anything. You know how it is.
Yeah, I know how it is. But you don't.
Well, I don't want to take up any more of your time.
I just don't know what's the matter. I can't figure people out. I don't know why these things happen.
Well, don't feel so bad, Jimmy. Sooner or later, the longest streak of luck, good or bad, has to change.
Quit dreaming, Joe.
Don't tell me to stop dreaming, Jimmy. What else is left?
Hello?
Why are my lights on?
Good evening, Miss Dennison.
Who are you? How did you get into my apartment? What do you want?
You have just asked me a complex question. It consists of three parts.
Just tell me.
Of course. I will tell you everything in good time.
What do you mean, in good time?
Am I there, Miss Dennison? I am a native of a civilized country. One does not boorishly blurt out one's business upon initial confrontation. Americans seem to have so little time for the ceremonies, the niceties. I am here to offer you a job.
You'll have to speak to my agent.
I have spoken to your agent. The man is an idiot.
Are you a theatrical producer?
No.
What are you?
I am a Grand Duke.
A what?
I am the Grand Duke Arsan of Dalaran.
Dalaran?
Well, surely you have heard of my country.
Oh, I think so. What do you want with me?
First, we shall have dinner. You must be my guest.
I don't feel like going anywhere.
We shall dine here.
I don't want to sound inhospitable, but I have nothing in the house. Wait a minute.
Yes. Sniff again. That heavenly aroma is coming from your own kitchen.
But how?
My servants are preparing a feast fit for a queen. Raina, Loro, wheel in the table at once.
I can't believe it. None of this can be happening.
Trust the evidence of your senses, my dear.
But what is the meaning?
The wine will grow warm and the food become cold later. Right now, we must perform a ritual, Miss Dennison. We shall celebrate dinner. May I fill your glass?
No, thank you. I've had enough of everything.
I hope you have enjoyed your dinner.
I've read of feasts like this, but I never thought...
Would you care to dine this way every night?
No, I don't think I could stand it.
You could learn?
Your Highness, or Your Excellency, is it?
No, our son is good enough.
Is it permissible to talk about business now?
Entirely appropriate. You are wondering why I am here.
Let's say I'm at least mildly curious.
You know very little about my country.
That's true.
But my country knows a great deal about you. Do you know you are the most popular actress in Dalaran?
Oh, you're joking. I haven't been in a movie in almost 4 years.
How about your television series?
Why must we talk about dead things?
Everything in which you ever appeared lives, flourishes in Dalaran.
Do you know what all this is? It's a dream.
No, Miss Dennison.
Yes, it's a dream.
Miss Dennison, a dream. I assure you I am real.
Oh, please. Now, be good enough to hear me out. Besides, this is my dream, and I should like to do some of the talking.
But why do you insist you are dreaming?
Because I need this dream. I must have this fantasy. You see, I have reached what can only be considered the nadir of my existence.
Nonsense.
Oh, you're very kind, but the handwriting is on the wall. We simply disappear. Some of us drop by the wayside as soldiers fall in battle, victims of random misfortune. And now, it seems, a whole new generation of producers has come along, and they never heard of me.
Now, I insist that you listen to me. You are practically worshipped in Dalaran.
Of course.
Yeah, see what I have in this folder. Newspaper clippings, magazine articles. You cannot read the Ranis, but you can make out your name and you can certainly recognize your pictures.
Certainly.
What do you say now?
I say it's significant.
Let me tell you about the job I wish to offer you.
No, not now. Right now, I'm tired. I'm even too tired to dream anymore.
Very well, then. I shall call on you tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. You do that. Call on me tomorrow. Joe.
Huh?
Joe, wake up. It's noontime.
Sally.
You've got to get up. You should be making the rounds. Or you should be out there roiling the water.
What are you doing here, Sally?
The show folded.
Well, why don't you go to your own place?
My marriage folded, too. He gets custody of the apartment. Do you mind if I move in with you for a while?
Oh, let me go back to sleep. I was having such a fantastic dream.
And say, what kind of party did you have here last night?
Party?
Yeah, the kitchen. It's loaded with champagne.
Champagne?
And in the refrigerator. Caviar and steak.
What are you talking about?
And there's an enormous basket of fresh fruit and...
Sally!
Sally! What's the matter?
I'm dreaming. I'm still dreaming.
Oh, how can you be dreaming? You're wide awake.
No, I am dreaming, and you're part of it. Now, let me get out of bed. I'll prove it. Come with me.
Prove what?
Prove this is a dream. Sure. Here they are. They're still here. Look at these papers, these magazines.
Hmm. Say, what language is that?
A phony language from a phony country that I'm dreaming about. Dalaran. Did you ever hear of Dalaran?
Well, I can't read this, but well, I see your pictures. Oh, you must be the hottest property in that country. Ah, here you thought you were all washed up. I told you. You must never quit on yourself.
I know. That's why I'm dreaming. Answer it.
Oh, it has to be for you.
Well, go ahead. If it keeps ringing, it'll wake me up. And this dream is too beautiful to lose right now.
Hello?
Is Miss Dennison at home?
Is that the Grand Duke Arsan?
Who's calling, please?
The Grand Duke Arsan.
Joe, how did you know?
It's my dream. I know everything. I'll speak with him.
But, Joe, you're not...
Hello?
Miss Dennison, would it be convenient to come by and discuss an important matter of business, say, in about an hour?
Let me consult my calendar. Ah, yes. It so happens I shall be free.
In an hour, then.
Oh, one moment, sir. I assume you wish to discuss an acting assignment.
Of course.
You should be apprised of the fact that my minimum fee is $25,000 in advance.
Of course.
In exactly 1 hour, then, I shall grant you an interview.
Joe, were you saying?
Does it matter? Oh, what do I have to lose? It's only a dream.
I think you ought to see a doctor.
And so, we should like you to come to Dalaran to be the star of our millennia.
Your what?
Your country has merely approached its bicentennial. Mine is celebrating the 1,000th year of our holy monarchy.
I see.
The greatest moment of our history occurred when our first queen was crowned 1,000 years ago. Her immortal speech is memorized by every schoolchild. Someone had the idea to have an actress portray our legendary empress, and at first everyone shouted, blasphemy. But then I said, let us invite Josephine Dennison, who is idolized by our population.
How can I deliver this speech? I can't speak your language.
Oh, you are an actress with a marvelous ear. You could recite it perfectly. On Saturday, you will appear before the country in our national network in ceremonial robes as Queen Amara.
That's the day after tomorrow, Joe.
Coronation day.
Let us discuss my fee.
A certified check for $25,000 has already been deposited in your bank. The royal plane leaves at 7 this evening. You will be picked up here at 5. Good day.
Well, what do you say now? still think you're dreaming?
Oh, come on. The Grand Duke of San, the Kingdom of Dalaran, the Warrior Queen. Oh, it's a crazy fantasy. Dream mixture of a thousand plays I've been in. Or read.
Well, is it a dream or isn't it? Whatever it is, Josephine Dennison is in the grip of it. I'll be back with both dreams and realities in just a few moments.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sinoff?
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff tablets with anything you've ever taken for sinus. No sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. Sinoff gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus drainer. Sinoff works fast to help sinus pain while you drain.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
Millions of dollars are spent each year to keep people on welfare. A lot of them want jobs, but don't have the skills to get them.
I want my child to have a future.
If you've got jobs to give, you can give disadvantaged kids the training they need to get off the welfare roll and onto a payroll. The way to get this country working is to get people working. So if you have a job to give, call the National Alliance of Businessmen. Help America work.
A public service message of the Advertising Council.
Here's a tip from your Better Business Bureau on the metric system. Have you noticed the metric measurements on packaged foods at your supermarket lately? Soon the metric system of measurement will be commonplace all around the country, and you should be ready for it. Look carefully at the metric measurements on the foods you buy. They may seem bewildering at first, but they make a lot more sense than the system of measurement we're currently using. For example, right now, fluid measures are expressed in gallons, quarts, and pints. Dry measures are expressed in bushels, pecks, dry quarts, and pints. And a dry quart is 16% larger in volume than a liquid quart. By using the metric system, however, you only need to know one unit of measurement for liquid volume, the liter. All other fluid measurements are multiples of the liter. And similarly, dry volumes are measured by the gram and multiples of the gram. This has been a tip from your Better Business Bureau on the metric system.
Every actress yearns for a dream part. But Josephine Dennison is convinced she is playing a part in a dream. But for an actress, the only reality is the theater. And so, awake or asleep, she is determined to prepare for the part of the Queen of Dalaran. How does an absolute monarch hold her head, her shoulders? What is a regal smile, a royal frown, an imperial gesture?
Joe, don't you want to think about this?
Think about what?
Well, it's now just 10 minutes before noon. A man offers you a job.
He's not just a man. He's a Grand Duke.
In 5 hours, you'll be out of the country.
Well, what's the problem?
Well, shouldn't you check this out a bit more carefully? It's all happening too quickly. Suppose there's some danger involved here.
Sally, nothing can happen to me.
Why do you say that?
Because this is only a dream.
Look, Joe, call your bank. Ask if the money was deposited.
Of course it was.
Well, call them. Do me the favor.
Certainly. Is there anything else you want me to do?
Oh, please. Take this thing seriously.
Yes? Oh, Mr. Howland, please.
And also call Jimmy Higgins.
This is Miss Dennison. Has a deposit been made to my account today?
I know Jimmy hasn't done much for you lately.
Now, that's the understatement of the year. How much? A certified check for $25,000. Thank you.
Oh!
You should have heard the tone of absolute deference in that little flunky's voice. He made me feel like a queen. Just a minute. Yes?
Are you Miss Josephine Dennison?
Oh, well, that's hardly a flattering question to ask an actress.
I'm not in the flattery business.
Well, whatever business you're in, I'm afraid I don't have time to talk to you. I'm about to leave the country.
I'm in the intelligence business with your government.
I beg your pardon?
My name is Harold Foster. My credentials.
Oh. Well, I'm impressed.
May I come in?
Well, I'll have to pack while we talk. Sit down anywhere.
Thank you. Miss Dennison, why are you going to Dalaran?
Why is that your affair?
Your government is interested.
Why?
You're the first American private citizen who has been permitted to enter that country in 50 years.
Really?
Dalaran is an absolute monarchy. The queen rules by divine right. She holds the power of life and death.
Sounds medieval.
It is. Why are you going there?
I've been invited to appear in their millennial celebration to play the part of their legendary queen.
I find that difficult to believe.
Do you? Why?
How would they ever have heard of you?
Mr. Foster, I admit I haven't been working lately, but I am a rather well-known actress.
The most famous actress in the world would still be unknown to the natives of Dalaran.
And why do you say that, Mr. Foster?
Because the monarchy does not allow the import of any foreign films or books or publications of any sort.
How do you know?
Miss Dennison, it's a fact. The monarchy is afraid the pure and innocent and orthodox minds of the Dalaranese will be subverted by dangerous democratic ideas.
But I have been informed that I am the favorite actress of the Dalaranese. My films, my TV...
Impossible. No American film has ever been permitted to be shown there.
Suppose I were to tell you that the movie fan magazines in Dalaran are constantly filled with articles about me.
It would be my sad duty to inform you that you're mistaken.
Why?
Because it's impossible. There are no movie fan magazines in Dalaran.
There aren't?
Definitely not. We've been assured by our experts on Dalaranese affairs that such trivial publications are banned in the interest of the state.
It's comforting to know that we have such knowledgeable experts. Would you care to look at these? Well, obviously, these are Dalaranese magazines. Obviously, they are about the movies. Obviously, those are my pictures.
But this is...
Yes?
May I take these back to the office?
Oh, certainly.
Miss Dennison, could you postpone your trip? There's something about this entire setup. I don't like it. I say this for your own safety.
What could happen to me?
Miss Dennison, I wish you would listen.
I have a commitment to appear before the cameras the day after tomorrow.
I'm asking you to wait.
And I'm asking you to tell me why.
Well, all I have to go on is my instinct as an intelligence officer.
Is your instinct worth $25,000?
I know it's a lot of money, but...
And even if they weren't paying me a nickel, I'd go no matter what.
I'm afraid I don't understand. Why?
It's very simple. The show must go on. Well, how do I look?
Magnificent. You are the queen, the warrior queen.
Why did you want me in costume?
It is not a costume, my dear. This is how every queen of Dalaran has dressed since Amara the First. When we land at the airport, we shall be greeted by a guard of honor, a band, a crowd. You have no idea how popular you are in my country.
But a guard of honor?
Everyone knows you shall be portraying our ancient and holy queen, Amara.
Couldn't I just go quietly to my hotel and study my lines?
Let me hear you speak them again.
Ide me, ide tu, ide me, ishe du.
Ah, spoken like a native.
What does it mean?
Our first queen, our immortal Amara, stood triumphantly on the battlefield and said, "In God's name, I conquer. In God's name, I rule." Home was never like this, was it?
Why? Why are they so fond of me? Oh, no, it can't be the crowd. People are bowing, kneeling. Why?
The millennium has begun. You are
strange and free.
I never saw anything so possible.
You have never lived in a monarchy. Oh, but you must be tired. I shall radio the escort to move quickly.
Where am I staying?
As a royal guest, you must stay at the palace.
Oh, it's the most magnificent room I've ever seen.
I'm sure you must be very tired.
I am. Strange. You can get tired of dreaming. I hope I don't wake up before my great speech.
Everything you will need is here. And this is Tekla. She does not speak a word of English, but you will find her a splendid maid.
Why, she's... Oh, she's beautiful with her looks and... Well, she should... She could go far.
In Dalaran, one follows the fortunes of one's family. For 1,000 years, the women in her family were servants.
But that's...
That's an excellent arrangement. People know their place. They know who they are, what they are, what's required of them. Thus, we have no problems of identity, no feelings of insecurity.
I think that's ridiculous.
Well, obviously we differ. Till tomorrow.
Good night. Tekla. Is that your name?
Tekla.
Well, I don't think I'll need anything, so you're free to go. Oh, I forget you don't speak English.
I speak English.
Oh, well, that's great.
I need, I want culture. In my mother's time, culture people speak French. Before then, culture people speak German. Today, culture people speak English. Even you, even Queen. You do not speak Dalaran. You speak English.
Did you say I was the queen?
I work hard to get job in palace. So one day I can kill you.
What are you saying?
For 1,000 years, you and nobility have oppressed common people. Now, you pay.
But I'm not, I'm a movie actress.
What is movie actress?
I am Josephine Dennison. I'm Dalaran's favorite actress.
You are Queen Amara.
Hey.
I will kill you.
Hey, put down that knife.
In name of the people.
All right, I might just as well get out of this dream right now.
I kill you. In name of freedom.
Why don't I wake up?
Why doesn't she wake up? There can be only one reason. Perhaps she wasn't asleep in the first place. One thing should be obvious. It's a hazardous business to impersonate a queen in a country like Dalaran, where, evidently, they take these things quite seriously. I'll be back shortly with Act 3.
Take stock in America. Look what we've done. 200 years behind us and we're walking in the sun. We're going and we're growing, taking stock in our land by buying U.S. savings bonds through the payroll savings plan. Take stock in America, join in our song. Stock up on U.S. savings bonds and keep us going strong. In America, join in our song, stock up on U.S. savings bonds, and keep us going strong.
A public service of this station
and the Advertising Council.
Some people think we play ping pong all day. They're wrong. The USO isn't all fun and games. Today, the USO has millions of problems like this one in Germany.
My family's going crazy living in a tiny apartment. Where can we live?
Today's USO has millions of problems like this one in Asia.
I'm hooked on drugs. Where can I get help?
Or this problem in Athens.
Our marriage is breaking up. Can you help us?
Today's USO has little time for ping pong. We've got serious work to do. We've got lots of new problems here and overseas. The problems are big. How big? Well, if someone asks you, who needs the USO? Tell them,
we do! We do!
Over 5 million American military personnel and their families need today's USO. And because we get no government funds, we need all your support. Please give to USO through the United Way or local USO campaign.
There are people who find excitement in dreams. The dream world can be filled with the most dangerous hazards, and these can be faced boldly, resolutely, without hesitation. Because, after all, what can happen? At the point where one falls into the sea among the ravenous sharks, or the split second before the bullet enters the brain, or the knife pierces the heart, one wakes up and is saved. Josephine Dennison has been counting on being rescued by reality, but she has already taken the point of the knife, and there is blood and pain. And either she isn't waking up, or she's been wide awake all the time.
No! Don't!
No, I cannot. I see blood. I cannot murder.
Oh, get me a handkerchief. Some cold water.
Take the knife. Kill me. Kill me. I deserve to die.
Now, nobody's going to die. Oh, what am I doing here? Why don't I wake up?
4 years, I have planned to kill the queen, to free the people.
I'm not dreaming.
What? When I see blood, I have no courage. Oh, kill me. Kill me, Your Majesty.
Oh, shut up, will you?
I have raised my hand to my ruler. I must die.
Now, that's enough. I'm not the queen. You know me. I'm Josephine Dennison.
Josephine Dennison?
Yes, your favorite actress. The biggest hit. In all Dalaran.
I have never heard.
I have come here to read the speech of Queen Amara in the millennial celebration.
Oh, yes. Queen Amara. You are Queen Amara.
No, I'm not the queen. I'm an actress dressed as the queen.
But it is death for any to dress as the queen.
I'm going to read the queen's speech. The speech Queen Amara the First made 1,000 years ago.
Speech?
Yes, the speech. The speech that begins, Ide me, ide tu.
No.
Ide me, ishe du.
No. No. Please.
What's the matter?
I try to kill you before I know you. But you are good, kind. Oh, do not leave us. Do not. Oh, what is English word in Dalaran mean? Step down from throne.
Abdicate.
Do not abdicate. You are good queen.
But I'm not saying anything like that. It means, in God's name I conquer, in God's name I rule.
No. It means, ide me, ide tu. Ide me, ishe do. It means, in God's eyes, I am unworthy. In God's name, I abdicate.
Well, that's impossible. Oh, why do I say it's impossible? Tekla,
yes.
Listen to the rest of the speech and tell me what it means.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's the one I threw out of my office.
Miss Jessup, is he the man? The one who made Miss Dennison the offer?
Well, there's no doubt at all in my mind.
Now, what kind of a con artist are we dealing with here, Mr. Forster?
He's not a con artist. He's actually the Grand Duke Arsan of Dalaran.
You mean there is such a guy? There is such a place?
Oh, yes.
Well, if everything's on the level, why are we worried? Especially the government.
In the first place, there is no such thing in Dalaran as a millennial celebration.
Well, then why would the guy
say... movie fan magazines published there either.
I saw them. And you've got them on your desk.
These are fakes. They were printed over here.
But if this guy's legit, what's with the phony story?
I have a picture here. Recognize it?
Yeah, sure, it's Joe.
Miss Jessup?
Well, she never wore her hair like that, but it's Joe.
No, it's Queen Amara of Dalaran.
The queen? But she's the image of Joe.
Yeah. For a reason we're unaware of, they want somebody in that country to impersonate the queen.
What's going to happen to Joe?
Hopefully nothing.
What do you mean, hopefully?
Well, it's a very violent country.
Tomorrow she'll be on the national network. At least we know she'll be okay till then.
Now, look, you just can't sit around here and do nothing.
I'm not going to be sitting around here. I'm leaving for Dalaran.
I don't believe it. I can't believe it.
In this speech, you say, I am too weak, too ill, too unworthy. I abdicate my throne in favor of Iola Arti.
Iola Arti? That's someone's name?
Yes. That is sister of Grand Duke Arsan.
Oh, let me get this whole business straight. The Grand Duke wants to get his sister made the queen. So he creates a story to get me here to pose as the present queen and abdicate in her favor. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
No.
How does he know your people will accept his sister as the queen?
What? The old queen appoint new queen.
What do you mean?
When old queen wish to rule no more, she appoint new queen.
Where is the queen?
The queen. The queen is here. You are queen.
No, I'm talking about the queen. Now, where is the real queen?
Queen? Well, you see, the queen is not well.
Oh?
In the ordinary way, she would read the traditional speech, but since she is indisposed, you are, as you would say in your country, pinch-hitting.
Oh. Then I suppose we could say that... I'm not here as an actress playing a part. I'm actually posing as the queen.
Precisely.
That isn't quite the way this job was sold to me.
Ah, well...
And my opening lines do not really mean, in God's name I conquer, in God's name I rule.
No? What do they mean?
In God's name I am unworthy. In God's name I abdicate.
Whatever gave you such an idea?
And I abdicate in favor of Iola Ardi, who happens to be your sister. So, what has become of the queen?
Queen Amara is dead.
Really? How did it happen?
Let us say her time had come.
Ah, and who knows about it, in addition to you and me? A small, select group, no doubt.
You are a brilliant woman, Miss Dennison.
And afterward, what was supposed to become of me?
In time, you would be released quietly, and you could return home.
That's an unfortunate word, released. It implies that I would be a prisoner.
Well, you are a prisoner. You will be in a form of custody, restricted to an estate in a remote province. You would live comfortably, even luxuriously.
Well, I'm not interested in the part as it has been rewritten. And I shall not appear. May I have a lift to the airport?
I'm afraid not.
You can't force me to read that speech.
Would you rather be shot?
Oh, I see. The sophistication is only a veneer. You're basically a barbarian.
You have, as I said, two choices. Read the speech or die.
You think you can get away with killing me?
Duke Arsan. Who? Oh, yes, yes, indeed. I shall speak with him immediately. Show him into the audience chamber. How may I serve you, Mr. Foster?
Your Highness, I wish to speak with Josephine Dennison.
Miss Dennison?
Yes. She is here to portray your queen.
Ah, Mr. Foster, if you knew anything at all about our customs, you would know it is sacrilege for an actress.
We know, sir, that you engaged her in New York City for precisely this purpose.
Who dares accuse me of this utterly false and criminal? I resent this baseless accusation, this slur upon my personal integrity.
Your Highness,
I have never heard of Miss Josephine Dennison. I have never met Miss Josephine Dennison. I can tell you nothing of Miss Josephine Dennison. And that, sir, must end the matter. Well, Miss Dennison, obviously there shall be no international incident.
How do I know that I won't be quietly disposed of after I abdicate?
Now, what motive would I have for killing you?
How do I know I won't be shot or killed afterward?
Refuse to deliver the speech and you will be killed immediately. This way, at least you can enjoy the suspense.
Please, Your Majesty, do not leave.
Look, Tekla, how many times do I have to tell you? I'm not the queen.
You are the queen.
Why do you think I'm the queen?
Because God says you are queen. And I see now, you are good queen.
Tell me, if you were queen...
I? Queen?
Suppose God says Tekla shall be queen. What would you do?
What would I do?
You wanted to kill me because I was bad. What would a good queen do?
A good queen would help the people. The poor people. Peasant people. A good queen would not be queen of darkness.
A queen of darkness?
All queens are queen of darkness.
I see.
What are you going to do?
My dear, I shall wait. I shall wait for God to tell me.
Peers of the realm, nobles, gentry, soldiers, and people, silence for the Queen of Darkness! Speak! Speak!
People of Dalaran, I choose to speak in English.
What are you?
I am queen. A divine voice speaks within me.
Who is she? She's not the queen.
Arrest him.
Listen to me, people. She is...
Silence him.
Listen.
Remove him. People. I have been commanded by the divine voice to abdicate the throne. It is to be my fate to leave this lovely country. I have been commanded to appoint a new queen. From now on, the queen shall no longer be a queen of darkness. She shall be known as the queen of light. The divine voice within me commands that the first queen of light shall be Tekla.
Your majesty.
I kneel before the new queen. Let the multitude kneel also.
But, your majesty...
You wanted to help your people. Now, let's see you do it. How will you turn out? A queen of light or a queen of darkness?
But I...
Hail the queen!
Oh, how can I ever thank you? What can I do for you?
Put me on the first plane headed for America.
You remember, of course, the queen who abdicated some time ago and came here. She pursued a rather successful career as an actress. She reminded so many people of an actress. Josephine Dennis, Denson, something like that. You know how it is in showbiz. People come and go. Like skyrockets, they flare up in momentary brilliance and then fall silently into the unknown darkness. I, however, shall return with some light in just a few moments.
Hi, this is Jose Feliciano, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Louis Braille Foundation for Blind Musicians, a national nonprofit organization working to promote the interests of the blind in the field of music. The foundation exists to help talented blind musicians achieve professional status as performers and teachers, providing them with auditions, evaluations, and counseling, paid engagements to qualified musicians, and the transcription of music into Braille. The services of the Louis Braille Foundation are available to any blind person. The foundation depends entirely on your contributions. So please help. Send your tax-deductible gifts to the Louis Braille Foundation, 112 East 19th Street, New York, 10003. Help a blind musician on his way. Thank you. I come home in the evening.
How are things in Dalaran? What kind of queen did Tekla turn out to be? I'm sorry. We only give you one story at a time. It is certainly the classic situation. The idealistic young reformer who wishes to change the system suddenly acquires unlimited power. Who changes? What changes? The system or the reformer? Well, we don't have definite answers to these philosophical questions, but you must admit, we certainly kicked them around. Our cast included Julie Harris, Robert Dryden, Evie Juster, and Gordon Gould. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale. Now, who could that be?
I'm afraid I know. Jerry Ferris tried to reach you a half hour ago. He left word to call him.
Honey, why didn't you tell me?
I did want you at least to have your dinner.
Oh, well. Hello?
Bill, saddle and ride.
Not me, friend Jerry. I'm starting my 48 hours off.
We got us a homicide. The address is 718 Hayes. You don't need more than 15 minutes to get here.
Ferris. Yeah, I better run.
Can't you just finish?
No, dear. I don't even know what kind of homicide we're up against. I better get right over there. I'm sorry.
Well, it isn't as if you didn't warn me before we were married.
718 Hayes. 718 Hayes.
What, Bill?
It's the address where I'm supposed to meet Jerry.
That's northeast, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, why should that address sound familiar?
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Sinoff, the sinus medicines, and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre.
It's KOIN in Portland. It's 12 midnight.
CBS News. The Justice Department and Congress now have the job of acting on recommendations by the Rockefeller Commission. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The Justice Department has begun an informal review of laws that might apply to the CIA's domestic violations of the law and to alleged CIA involvement in assassination plots abroad. Senators Howard Baker and Lowell Weicker plan to introduce a bill today setting up a joint congressional committee to oversee the CIA, something the commission recommended. And special Senate and House committees probing the CIA are receiving a still-secret commission report on the supposed assassination plots. Richard Schweiker, one of the members of the Senate committee, is critical of Mr. Ford for keeping the report secret. We have a report from Ira Millman of CBS radio station WCAU in Philadelphia.
The Pennsylvania Republican views President Ford's decision to withhold a portion of the Rockefeller Commission report dealing with alleged CIA political assassinations as passing the buck to the Senate committee investigating the intelligence agency. Schweiker says he'll do all he can to put that portion of the investigation into the hands of the public.
Under the committee rules, we have to take a majority vote of the committee members to disclose any materials or findings or conclusions that come forth from our meeting. So within the next few weeks, there will be a vote put to our committee as to whether or not this material shall be disclosed and in what way it shall be disclosed. And that's the issue as I see it, and I will vote for disclosure.
Schweiker feels the vote for disclosure will be close, with many of his committee colleagues still making up their minds on the issue, an issue Schweiker says is the key point in the investigation and one the committee has a duty to disclose, no matter how painful or tragic it is. Ira Melman for CBS News in Philadelphia.
More news in a minute.
Hi, everybody. Phil Rizzuto here with a few words for sport fans everywhere. Nightly, Monday through Friday, I bring you Phil Rizzuto on sports over most of these stations. I wrap up the daily events with an action review that includes interviews with players, coaches, and managers, and always give you a preview of what's to come. I also have comments on all phases of the sports world that I know will interest you. Hope you'll listen right here Monday through Friday nights for Phil Rizzuto on sports on most of these CBS Radio Network stations.
If you've begun to doubt that initiative and personal dedication to a job can still be found, there is a man who can help you. He can put you in touch with some of the hardest working men and women in every field. People who have come through their disabilities with skills, determination, and a sense of responsibility. If you want people with initiative working at your company, write your state director of vocational rehabilitation. His office is in your state capital.
A public service message brought to you on behalf of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare and the Advertising Council.
Israeli Prime Minister Rabin meets Secretary of State Kissinger this morning for breakfast, then sees President Ford and Defense Secretary Schlesinger. Rabin is in Washington for 2 days of talks and to push for nearly $2.5 billion of American military and economic aid to Israel. Rabin arrived at Andrews Air Force Base yesterday, and Marvin Kalb was there.
Rabin pledged to strive towards peace in his talks with President Ford.
I believe that Israel is interested in participating in every effort to move towards peace and will do whatever is possible to participate with the United States and the countries of the area in the movement towards peace.
So much rides on Rabin's visit that American officials carefully avoid saying anything that could jeopardize the negotiations. But it is now known that Israel had actually begun to reduce her military strength along the Suez Canal months before she announced the move last week with much fanfare. The Israelis say there were meaningful military reductions last week as well. Marvin Kalb, CBS News, Andrews Air Force Base, Maryland.
Mideast talks in London, too, where Egyptian Foreign Minister Fahmy continues meetings with British officials. Last night, Fahmy said he was looking to European countries to help solve the problem between Israelis and Arabs. Now this message.
You are in Nigeria, the most populous country in Africa, just north of the equator. In the southwestern part of the country, there are some 500 people to a square mile. And there are approximately 250 tribes and sub-tribes in Nigeria. It's primarily an agricultural country, with 80% of the working population engaged in the production of crops. But Nigeria is changing, and there is a recognized need for more trained people in many fields. You are in Nigeria with Project Hope, Hope has been asked to send physicians, dentists, nurses, and allied health personnel to serve as teachers in Nigeria's new medical school at the University of Ife. Hope specialists are working with a school of health sciences to develop courses of study not only for physicians, but the entire health team. Hope lives because of you. Write Project Hope, Room A, Washington, D.C.
Officials at the British Columbia Penitentiary in Canada continue negotiations with three inmates holding 15 prison workers hostage. The armed prisoners seized the hostages Monday morning and threatened to kill them unless they're given safe conduct out of the country. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
A huge fire Tuesday night at Northwest 21st and York in Portland has done an unestimated amount of damage to the West Coast Wire Rope Warehouse. Flames shot into the air and smoke billowed about the area as the four-alarm fire raged before being brought under control. The first alarm was sounded at 9:19 p.m., the fourth at 9:48. The block-long structure quickly became engulfed in flames, and more than 125 firefighters concentrated on keeping flames from spreading to nearby structures. A shellac and wood preserver manufacturing company next door, housing large tanks of chlorine and alcohol, those firefighters poured on streams of water in an effort to prevent an explosion. The cause of the fire under investigation, initial speculation places the building at a total loss. The warehouse employed 110 persons. The executive vice president of the Industrial Forestry Association says continued investments in reforestation in the face of poor lumber and plywood markets is proof that tree farmers have faith in the future of the economy in the Pacific Northwest. W.D. Hagenstein reports that nonprofit IFA tree nurseries in western Oregon and Washington produced a record 25 million seedlings during the year ending last month. He says more than 14 million of those seedlings were planted on tree farms in the region. IFA operates three tree nurseries at Canby, Oregon, Olympia, and Toledo, Washington also, where trees are grown at cost for private reforestation under an advanced contract. Sea explorers aboard the Sea Scout ship Explorer will leave Portland Saturday and head up the Columbia River to participate in ceremonies dedicating three new dams on the Snake River. The co-ed crew of the Explorer will combine the training voyage with a show of the flag of sea exploring at the ceremonies. The Explorer is a 63-foot twin diesel donated by the U.S. Navy to the explorers in Portland. The SS Oregon, just returned from the rescue of refugees off the coast of Vietnam, is now the second ship in the nation to be protected by a pre-fire plan for fighting fires aboard the ship. That plan consists of three loose-leaf binders containing schematics and directions for fighting any fire that may break out aboard the state line ship. The ship rescued 103 Vietnamese ranging in age from 7 months to 88 years, found aboard three small boats. They were taken to Hong Kong, then sent to Guam. House Minority Leader Roger Martin of Lake Oswego yesterday made an unsuccessful attempt to bring a state equal rights amendment to the House floor for a vote. Martin's motion to withdraw the amendment from the House Energy and Environment Committee was defeated 36-23 without debate. The Senate passed the proposed amendment to the state constitution, but the House never even acted on it. Committee Chairman Nancy Fadeley of Eugene said the committee held one hearing on the proposal, but there was a lack of interest. She said, and we're quoting, "There's no statutory discrimination in Oregon, and there was a strong feeling in the women's movement that energy could be spent on affirmative action programs and other things." Weather for the Portland metropolitan area. It'll be mostly sunny and warm today and Thursday. Highs 80 to 85, low tonight 50 to 55. Winds from the northwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of measurable rain near zero today and tonight. At the airport, it's clear. Temperature 68, relative humidity 47%. Wind from the northwest at 10 miles per hour. The barometer reading 29.93 and rising steadily. In downtown Portland, it's a mild 72 degrees. That's KOIN News at 12:09. This is Alan Archer.